Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Please, the Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Thirsty Thursday. Steve Miggs, we had drama on the farm this morning.
Which animal?
Well, both dogs and two coyotes.
What?
Oh, that's scary.
And they went running. I didn't even see the coyotes when I let them out to go pee this morning. So they let the dogs out, and all of a sudden I hear the puppy just, and they are gone. And I see these two coyotes dart off into the woods, and I thought, what am I going to do? Like, chase after them? I don't even know. They thankfully came back about a minute and a half later.
I don't know why I'm picturing you like a muumuu or a nightgown with a flashlight and like some like oversized slippers running. I don't know why that's what I'm picturing, but that's how I'm picturing the scenario.
Oh, I'm like, what am I going to do? Go in there and like rescue them? But you never know. Sometimes the coyotes are leading them to like the rest of the pack.
Yeah, I don't feel like the dogs are going to win that situation.
Even though
your dogs are probably bigger than those coyotes, but I think those coyotes are a little crazier.
They're super crazy, and it's apparently mating season right now.
Oh,
so maybe they weren't trying to kill your dogs, but maybe make love to them.
I don't know. It was so crazy. But great news. Everybody was fine, at least that I know of.
Dude, that scares me. Sometimes even like late at night, like when I take DJ out, it's, you know, 3 a.m. and all of a sudden she starts barking. I'm like, oh, no, don't do that. Because, you know, we don't have acres of land. We have like, you know, inches of land between our house and the neighbor's house. And I'm always like, I don't want to be the reason why someone's waking up because my dumbass dog. But then also part of me is a little worried. Like, what if there's an animal? Like a coyote.
Yeah.
And that's why, so then I get nervous about that, but man.
DJ's warning the rest of the community dogs.
I don't know what's more annoying, though, to our neighbors is my dog barking or hearing me go, DJ, just shut up. Just get inside the house and just shut up. Enough. Enough. Just take the treat and get in the house.
Yeah. Well, glad all the dogs are safe this morning.
That's scary.
And I am very excited to inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by the SeattleBoatShow.com. And today it's National Croissant Day. Enjoy yourself a buttery treat.
Can you say it with a French accent?
Croissant.
Croissant.
All right, if we're going to challenge people, sorry, Sarah.
Oh, no.
Spell croissant.
C. R.
Uh-huh.
O.
Uh-huh.
U.
Oh, you forgot the I.
C-R-O-I?
Uh-huh.
U? Is there a U in there?
No, there's no U.
C-R-O-I.
Only I.
S-S-A-N-T.
Yeah.
Bam.
Okay. Third time's a charm, people.
I have faith in you. Unlike the Seattle Kraken when it comes to the man, the myth, the legend.
Groovy, can't you see? Sometimes your plays just hypnotize me.
Sadly, Philip Grubauer has been placed on waivers. What that means is that teams have 24 hours to pick him up if they want him. Nobody's going to be picking him up. He's like one of the worst goalies in the league. Has one of the worst save percentages, worst goals against average. I think there's a beer league team maybe in Kent that might be willing to pick. And if he doesn't get picked up by any teams over the course of those 24 hours, then he's going to be reassigned to our AHL, our minor league team, which is the Coachella Valley Firebirds. Very strong feeling that we're never going to see him play goalie for the Seattle Kraken. It was, I'd say, a good run, but it had its ups, it had its downs. Definitely the up was that year they went to the playoffs, and he was phenomenal against the Colorado Avalanche. That was something I'll never forget. Here's the weird part, though. I think it's March 4th. March 4th is Philip Grubauer bobblehead night.
No. Oh. Are you joking?
No.
What are the odds?
I think it's March 4th. I'm pretty sure. So what do you do at that point? Do you still give them out? Do you quickly scrape the number off and put a different number on there? It's a bummer, man. I definitely want. And like I said yesterday, we're going to be seeing a lot of the OGs gone, and this is definitely one of those steps. And I think it's a smart move. You know, let Decord know that he's the guy, but then also maybe bring in like a younger guy and see what he's all about.
So oh, yes.
That's what's going on with the Seattle Kraken.
Seahawks wide receiver Jackson Smith and Jigba has been added to the 2025 Pro Bowl games. He joins Devin Witherspoon and Leonard Williams. This is his first Pro Bowl appearance, but he had an awesome season.
Yep.
1,130 yards, 6 touchdowns, and 100 receptions, which tied Tyler Lockett's franchise record. Now, for 14 consecutive years, the Seahawks will have at least 3 Pro Bowl players in the game.
Helps when people get injured or people are still in the Super Bowl or they just don't feel like. I saw like Russell Wilson made the Pro Bowl and people were like, why? And they're like, well, like 8 other quarterbacks said no or were injured or didn't want to do it, and that's why. But still, awesome recognition for JSN. He deserves to be in the Pro Bowl, and that what a great season. I look forward to next year with him.
Absolutely.
Hey, a 72-year-old bus driver in Wisconsin was arrested for multiple charges because, well, when you're driving buses with kids in them, you should not be drunk. Aww. Also, you're 72. I think you're already at a disadvantage. Yeah. Unless you're Pete Carroll, of course. But here's audio of the kids that were freaking out on the bus because they're like, oh, crap, this driver is awful.
I didn't go at all.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That is not good.
Not good at all.
And one student even talked about the experience.
We were screaming, stop the bus, stop the bus, stop the bus. I was scared because he didn't stop at any of the first few stops, and I was scared that the other kids weren't going to get to go home.
And real quick before we get out of here, definitely thoughts go out. People woke up and saw the news of that awful, awful collision that happened with an American Airlines regional jet with a Black Hawk helicopter right by the airport in Washington, D.C., the Reagan Airport. No apparent survivors. 60 passengers were on the American Airlines flight, also 4 crew members, and then also the helicopter. They were on a training mission with 3 service members on board.
It's absolutely terrible.
Yeah, I saw that this morning. I was like, oh, man. And then, you know, some people were wondering, is there any survivors? And then finally, I think they said that no survivors. Now it's just about trying to find the bodies. Yeah. Terrible, terrible news. As far as weather, we're going to hit a high of 43 degrees. It's going to be cloudy today. The DMD, well, that's what's up.
A well-known member of one of the biggest rock bands of all time just made a pretty shocking revelation.
I've never had a pizza.
Who would say such a thing?
Danny looks so mad.
Who would say such a thing?
You're going to get wrinkles if you scowl that hard after somebody says something like this.
I've never had a pizza.
Why has this person never had pizza ever? We're going to find out at 6:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
Ringo Starr was recently on Jimmy Kimmel Live, and he was promoting his new record.
For those that don't know, Ringo Starr used to be the drummer of the Beatles.
The Beatles. Yeah. And while he was there, he made this pretty shocking admission, Steve.
I've never had a pizza. Never had a pizza.
Wow.
We had all these people in the back go, what? Or a curry.
Why are people more shocked about the curry?
That's weird.
It took me forever before I think I was like maybe in my late 30s before I ever had any kind of curry.
But pizza, that's a staple.
Yeah.
It's crazy, you know.
Well, I mean, I'm allergic to several items.
He's allergic to pizza?
Well, maybe
make
he got
the
like
adjustments.
A, does he have a gluten situation or a dairy situation?
Dairy-free, gluten-free. Your problem is solved. And nobody's, is anyone ever allergic to pizza sauce?
God, I hope not. That would be awful.
Tomatoes?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tomato-free tomato sauce?
Or, you know, olive base.
Yeah, you can go barbecue sauce.
Or pesto.
This guy's full of excuses, and we have all the answers.
You don't know what they're putting in it half the time. Oh, the curry. So I'm pretty strict with myself because it makes me ill immediately.
Wow. I used to think you had the greatest life, and now I realize.
Yeah. I think we could all agree. We all are living a better life than Ringo Starr.
That's bananas, though. I mean, is there a food that you have never had or like one that you didn't try till way later in life?
I mean, Indian food, curry and all that kind of stuff, that took me forever. Honestly, even sushi, it wasn't until I moved out here and I was a little bit older where I was like, let me try it. And my first time I tried sushi, I thought it was the nastiest thing ever.
Really?
Yeah, because I try to like bite it. Oh. And I didn't realize, like, the seaweed, everything was, like, kind of falling apart. I'm like, this is just not a fun experience. And then it took going to QFC and getting one of those California rolls. I'm like, let me try this again. And I loved it. And I know I was obsessed with California rolls. And then eventually I started working my way up the chain.
That was the gateway.
It
the
was.
California roll at the grocery store.
Yeah. Oh, God. Somebody said, well, Taryn, of course, never tried a Big Mac up until recently. And then there's the Whopper.
The Whopper's next on my list.
Yeah.
So I guess maybe next week will be my week to try the Whopper.
But I mean, also, like, is there anything that it doesn't even have to be food, like stuff that you've never tried that people are like shocked that you've never done?
I think sometimes when people find out I have gone bungee jumping but not skydiving, they think that's weird. They feel like skydiving should be the first.
Yeah, I think if I was going to pick one of the two, I think I might skydive before I bungee jumped.
See, I always felt like the bungee jump was the right move, but what do I know? I've never skydived.
Skydiven is the proper word. Jeez. Both of mine involve white powder.
Oh, what?
I've never skied, and I've never enjoyed the booger sugar.
Oh, you're really missing out, Steve.
Which one? Skiing?
Skiing, okay, of course. Yeah. Come on.
I've snowboarded. I've never done, like, the full... I'm so scared of my legs going in different directions. And then I'm, like, on the news for a man who just, like, I don't know. I tried cross-country skiing, which I don't feel like
that's
it's the same.
Work.
It's a lot of work. And then there was, like, a little hill. And that's when I realized, yeah, skiing is definitely not going to be something in my cards.
I would pay to watch that. I really would.
I was going down, and I'm looking at my, I'm like, babe, and we were going with a couple of our friends. We're all having a good time. It's in Leavenworth. I'm like, I got this. Tumbled over.
Oh, no.
Broke the ski.
No.
It broke off of the boot. And then I had to, like, and then, you know, the rest of our crew, like, we're like on like a traily thing. And they're all like, well, deuces. Like, and I'm like just walking with this broken ski. And I had to go to the ski rental place and be like, I'm so sorry, whatever I owe. And they're like, it's fine. Like, these things are old. It's cool.
You don't sign a waiver.
Right. You don't owe anything. I'm like, yes, good. Because I really didn't want to pay for it. I didn't even want to do this.
Well, Ringo Starr has never tried pizza. So based on this, we would love for you to complete this sentence. I know this will shock you, but I have never done blank. 206-803-ROCK. It doesn't have to be food. It could be like skiing, like Steve Miggs has never done. What is something you've never done that surprises people? 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Pearl Jam.
The Daily Miggs Show.
Rockaholics, we want you to complete this sentence. I know this will shock you, but I have never done blank. 206-803-ROCK. And this does not have to be food. It can be anything. Something that surprises people when they learn you've never done it. 206-803-ROCK. Jeff from Seattle, what have you never done?
I've never used social media in my life.
Not even MySpace?
No.
What about Friendster?
No.
You lucky son of
never
a bitch.
Never had a Facebook account. I've never
lived. Hold on one second. I don't think that's a social media account, whatever the F there is. If so, I think I might sign up for that.
I mean, I
have to say, he is a very lucky man. He probably is not, he doesn't spend his day. I was spending the day yesterday on, I think it was X, and I'm reading this argument amongst people, and then I got going down the rabbit hole, and I'm like, I've never been more informed about something I don't give a flying F about. I had to put my phone down. I'm like, I know way too much about something I don't even care about thanks to social media.
It is a time suck, that is for sure.
It can be, especially when, I don't know why. I know why. It triggers something where, like, you're like, oh, fight, fight, fight. Even though it's a stupid fight of two people I don't even know arguing over something that I don't even care about.
Do you and your wife ever argue about who's being on their phone more?
No, because she knows that she is. I'm kidding. It's probably me. We try our best that when we're in a situation where we need to be present to, like, chill out on the phone.
Yeah.
But, like, at night, I sometimes give her a hard time because that's when she, like, catches up for the entire day's worth of social media and whatever. She's just on her phone while we're watching TV. Mm. And I'm like... And then only annoying part is when she's just like, what just happened? I'm like, well, if you weren't reading Instagram, you would know what just happened.
No. 206-803-ROCK. We want you to complete this sentence. I know this will shock you, but I have never done blank.
Looking at some of the text messages, one person never had a one-night stand. I've always been in relationships, and I never had that experience.
Yeah. Mm.
Another person, I've never been in a serious relationship with someone. I'm 45.
There's still time.
Wow.
206-803.
Just like social media, probably just living a very charmed life.
Right? 206-803-ROCK. Jeremy from Bothell, what shocks people to learn that you have never done?
Yes. Hey, everyone. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I'm 43.
I've spent nearly 30 years living within a mile from the beach around Southern California, and I've never set foot on a surfboard.
See, I've never lived that close to the beach, but same here. I've always wanted to surf, but I've never gotten around to doing it. I just don't think I have the balance for it.
I've done everything. I've skateboarded. I've boogie boarded. I've paddle boarded. I've done everything except touched a surfboard. I don't think I've even held a surfboard.
So is there a reason behind it? Was it like, are you afraid of like sharks or like Danny whales?
Yeah. I think because I'm afraid of going over the lip and just taking a gainer right down into the sand.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I tried surfing one time, and it was a terrible experience. I swallowed so much water, and I am a pretty strong swimmer, but I was going down every time.
We used to do, like, the boogie boarding thing, which is a very safer version. You just lay on it. But there are times where the wave would just take you under, and I'm like, man, you're just going to lose this battle. Like, there's just, when that wave wants to take you under, that's why I've never even thought about getting on a surfboard.
No, and after trying for as long as I did, my body was so exhausted. I'm like, this is now dangerous. I'm worried about just how am I going to get back to this damn beach.
One texter just said, I've never been ice skating. It was funny. We were at tap dance class, and one of the little kids was talking to us and saying how she just went ice skating. I go, how did it go? She's like, I fell down a lot. And Tatum, I know she didn't mean it to come off this way, but I was like, oh man, we probably have to have a conversation about these kind of, because Tatum goes, I've gone ice skating and I've never fallen. And I'm like, well, kid, you're holding on to like one of those things.
The little
like,
granny scooter.
Right. Like you're on a walker. Of course you haven't fallen. Like, or I'm holding your hand. Of course you haven't fell down. Like
she had to establish dominance though. Like she's better than her, obviously.
We don't need you bragging about this.
5-year-old drama.
That kid goes home, this little kid at my tap dance class bragging about being a good ice skater, mommy. I don't like her.
Skate shaming.
Yeah.
Rockaholics, we have an opportunity for you to play Beat Migs. And Steve has a current record of 28 wins, 20 losses, and 4 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Migs at 6:50. The Daily Migs.